HP Anywhere exits beta with a flourish. HP Anywhere came out of beta this month, and the remote computing software packed several improvements that HP teased when announcing Anywhere back in April. Chief among the improvements is the first version of HP Anywhere Collaboration, which allows users to invite others to join in their PCOIP sessions. PCOIP, short for Personal Computer over Internet Protocol, is HP Anywhere's underlying remote desktop protocol technology, which HP bought when it acquired Canadian developer Teradici last July. The collaboration features, however, are coming over from HP's erstwhile remote desktop protocol, Central Remote Boost. Even with large 3D models, drawings, video streaming, and editing, both users in a collaborative session can have a great experience, HP said in a blog post announcing Anywhere's general release. More collaboration features are planned for a future release, such as the ability for collaborators to take over mouse and keyboard control of a session. Mac users will have expanded access to the software, as HP Anywhere now supports Apple's ARM-based M1 chips, including the M1 Pro, M1 Max, and M1 Ultra. Apple's recently announced M2 chips will be supported in a future release, HP said. Additionally, the developer says it has added more native functionality to the way the HP Anywhere application works on Mac OS, creating a more seamless experience for Mac users. Windows users were not left out, as HP Anywhere is now compatible with both hosts and endpoints running Windows 11. HP also updated the Android client for Chrome and added new URI support for launching the PCOIP client from a web browser. HP teased another improvement coming to Anywhere in September, a new user interface modernized and refreshed with new colors and system interactions.